Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, everybody. It is a Saturday morning. It is a football playoff weekend. Well, I guess football playoff morning. Two games today and here in Philadelphia. As the Eagles travel to Tampa Bay to take on Tom Brady and the Bucks, I'm Glenn Mack, now joined by my pal Ray Dinger. Pretty brisk out there, Ray.
Yes, it was.
How was that? What, you got about a 6-block walk? How was that one this morning?
It was chilly. Let me put it that way. I was walking pretty fast.
Yeah.
It was. It's
moving.
Cold.
Yeah. Well, hey. The whole half of the United States is that game tonight in Buffalo. Ooh, it's going to be cold. We're going to tee that one up later with a special guest. Well, special guest to me. But I want to start, Ray, with, I don't know if I'll get to five questions, but I got a series of questions for you about tomorrow's Titanic tilt in Tampa. As the Eagles go in as an 8.5-point underdog, we've seen teams beat spreads like that before. Ray, as I sit here in my office at home doing the show from home during Omicron, I look up at my bookshelves and I see the rubber dog masks that you and I wore back, how many years? Was that 5 years ago now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Time goes fast. But I see those dog masks, and I'm ready to break it out. We have seen teams, underdogs, win. We know that. So, Ray, how do they do it tomorrow? Give me just one factor, because we got a lot of time to talk.
Sure.
One thing, one aspect of the game that you say, you know what? If the Eagles are going to win, this has got to happen.
They have to get pressure on Brady, is, you know, that's where you start. But unfortunately, that's also the hardest thing to do. And you can do it multiple ways, but you got to find a way to do it. I mean, you can tighten up your coverage on the outside. Don't give him the easy looks and the easy throws, because he's the best at pre-snap reads. When he comes up to the line of scrimmage and looks at the defense, there isn't much he hasn't already seen, and he's pretty well got it figured out before he even gets the ball in his hands. So you have to do what you can to confuse him a little bit, surprise him a little bit. And one of the ways you could do that is, instead of playing with this 7-8 yard cushion, which the Eagles generally do on the outside, play tighter. You know, take away that easy throw. That's one way. And then there's the other old-fashioned way, which is just trying to get a pass rush on him. And, look, you're not going to – you know, we're not talking about on your best day, you're not going to get 11 sacks of Troy Aikman like you did that other time. You know, you're not going to get to Tom Brady that way.
But Clyde Simmons is not in this game. Is that what you're trying to say?
It's kind of what I'm trying to say. I mean, if you look at the stats this year, you see how many times they threw the ball versus how many times he got sacked.
It's unbelievable. I was looking at that yesterday. I don't have it exactly here. I should get it before too long, but it's something like 700-plus passing attempts, 15 sacks. I mean, an unbelievable thing.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy. It's 719 pass attempts. 719 passes that he threw, most of the league, by far. I mean, nobody even close. And he hardly got touched. And you saw that the game they played here earlier in the season, the Thursday night game, when he just sat in the pocket and, you know, threw the ball 42 times, never got sacked. You go through the play-by-play, and you see that he was only hit 3 times in the entire game. And he played the entire game in his comfort zone, where he was able to just stay on his spot, throw the ball out between that. His time, his optimum time is 2 to 2.5 seconds of getting the ball out of his hand. If he can play on that schedule,
yeah.
if he can play at his pace, he's very, very hard to beat. So the Eagles have to find some way, somehow, either with their coverage or the rush. He's hard to blitz because he gets rid of the ball so fast and he reads it real fast. But you have to mix things up and do some things that will at least somehow disrupt the timing of their passing game.
Okay. Well, this may or may not lead to question number two, or lead to an answer in your mind to question number two. But, Ray, I want you to think of both sides of the field tomorrow. Who is, and really, there's really only one answer for this, Ray, the most important player, not counting the quarterback. We're leaving the quarterback out of it because obviously he's always the most important player. But for the Philadelphia Eagles, for them tomorrow to beat the Tampa Bay Bucks, who is the guy that has to have a big game?
I'm going to tell you Dallas Goedert.
Well, Ray, that's not who I was going to say, but actually it's a pretty good answer. Go ahead.
No, I think he's that good a player. I think he's growing by the week. I think he's becoming a bigger part of the offense. And if you look at the way the Bucks play their defense, assuming that they play the way that they normally play, which is, you know, Todd Bowles doesn't change a whole lot. I mean, he always has been, and I suspect will continue to be a cover three guy. A good tight end, a tight end that can actually run routes like a wide receiver, can make some plays against that kind of a defense. And they like to play their inside linebackers against the run. I mean, they can cover, but mostly they're going to be playing the run because they know the Eagles want to run. So play action will get Dallas Goedert to release off the line, and he's pretty good at finding space in that defense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't have a whole lot on the outside other than Devontae Smith. And I think that in this kind of a game, maybe your best look is going to be the tight end. And Dallas Goedert, I think, is a guy who has demonstrated that, you know, he can come up big in these games. So I'm going to say Dallas Goedert.
You know, it's a great answer. And I'm mine is going to be on the other side of the field. But I agree, and as has been discussed this week, he did not play the first time these two teams met this year.
Right.
Of course, neither did Rob Gronkowski for Tampa Bay, but, you know, neither did Lane Johnson for the Eagles. It's an entirely different Eagles team than played that first game. Which
yeah, Zach Ertz was your tight end the last time you played him.
Right.
So we almost forget about that part of it.
That season seems 5 years ago.
It does.
And the Eagles team that is taking the field tomorrow, the offense certainly, is extraordinarily different from the offense that played back then. The whole scheme of the offense is different. But I agree with you in a lot of what you said in that, I mean, they're going to try to take away Devontae Smith and Quez Watkins. Hey, if he has three or four catches, that's great, but I'm not counting on much out of him. And so who does Jalen Hurts throw to? Who does he throw to in traffic? Who does he find when he's under pressure? And the answer is Dallas Goedert, who's got pretty good hands and can find holes. And you know what? We've been waiting for his moment since he got here, and maybe this is his moment.
Could be. I think he's going to get his opportunities. And, you know, if they're going to win this game, a couple guys are going to have to assume huge roles and be the hero.
I'm going
guys.
To give you mine in a second.
And at least on the offensive side, I'm looking at the tight end.
Okay, so mine continues with the theme that to win, they got to put pressure on Brady, which is, I mean, everybody says that, but it's true. And to me, when I have seen Tom Brady play poorly or less than great, it's usually when he's getting pressure right in his face. When the ends come around the edges, he's pretty good at moving away from it. What has always seemed to bother him, I remember the Super Bowl where the Giants beat him, which it's probably a quarter of a century ago, but mm-hmm. nonetheless, he's been in so many. It's because they were coming right up the middle, right over the center, right over the guard, and that was the problem he had. And therefore, Ray, the most important player for the Eagles tomorrow, and I say this with some trepidation, is Fletcher Cox.
Mm-hmm.
He has to ruin the game. Fletcher Cox has to somehow find a way in his mind and his body to think that he's 5 years younger. It's several years ago when he was a dangerous perennial Pro Bowl player, And he's got to be the guy who gets in there and just is in Brady's face. Do I know if he can do it? Nah, certainly don't. He had a good December. I mean, he did not have a good year, nor did he have a particularly good year last year. He's clearly on the downside of his career. But I was encouraged how he played the last couple of games, you know, not including that Dallas game, of course. I thought he had a good December. Therefore, he's well rested, certainly, right? Hasn't played much in the last, didn't play last week. Fletcher Cox is the guy who will win the game for the Eagles. Ray, I come to you.
Well, that would be nice.
You see, that's I know that when you do that three-note chuckle,
yeah,
this one, I know that skepticism rules the day.
Well, yeah.
I know that you're not buying what this. I've known you long enough, Ray Dinger, to know what this means.
Well, I mean.
So he's three.
There,
there it is. There you go.
Yeah. Well, what you say is at least partly true. I mean, he did have a good December, but he was playing against the Jets, Giants, and Washington.
All right. So do the Bucs have anybody in their offensive line who's any good?
Yeah, they have three Pro Bowlers.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And,
but,
I mean, the two guys
not
right
both
in
both guards in the center, right? There's a tackle mixed in there.
Yeah, the right tackle, Tristan Wilfs, he's one of them. He's a really good player.
He'll take out Derek Barnett. Don't worry about it.
No, he's playing the other side. So he'll be,
that's right. Yeah.
I mean, we don't even know if Josh Sweat's going to play.
Yeah, now. which is a real concern. We'll discuss that more.
Yeah,
that's a guy who has to be out there.
Yes, but to your point about getting Rush up the middle, you know, one of the reasons that the Buccaneers had the remarkable stats that they had this year, where they could throw the ball that much and Brady never got sacked, is they're really good in the middle of that line. Their center, Ryan Jensen, is the other NFC Pro Bowl center, along with Jason Kelsey. He's that good. And their left guard, Ali Marpet, is he's also a Pro Bowl player. And the right guard, Alex Kappa, is not far behind. I mean, you could vote that he should have been in the Pro Bowl too.
Well,
that triangle in the middle is very good. Now, I would
all the more incentive for Fletcher Cox to have that big game, Ray.
Well, it'll be. I kind of want to see how Tampa attacks it. If my guess is that they'll probably follow what other teams have followed most of the year is, you know, the double team has now sort of shifted over to Hargrave. You know, teams at the start of the year, teams were doubling Cox. And they quickly realized that, you know, we don't really need to double Fletcher Cox. I mean, the guy who's really causing the problems here is Hargrave. So the double team began sliding over to that side, which got Fletcher some more one-on-ones. I kind of want to see how Tampa plays it. Either way, it's going to be a challenge because the guys in the middle of that line, and even on the edges, their offensive line, everybody's talking about Brady and Gronk and you know, not having Godwin and, you know, not having Antonio Brown and, but nobody's talking about how good their offensive line is. Their offensive line is a big reason why they are where they are.
Sure, sure. All right, one more question. I want to get some callers in here. Ray, tomorrow, if you're Nick Sirianni, tomorrow morning you have your pregame meeting with Jalen Hurts, what do you tell the young quarterback?
Well, I would tell him don't – and he probably tells him this all the time. Don't feel like you have to win this game by yourself. And – don't think about this as you against Tom Brady. I don't think Hurts thinks that way anyway. You know, I don't think his mind kind of goes in that direction that it's me against the GOAT, you know. I think he's really smart. Again, this is one of the aspects that you see in him of being a coach's son. I mean, he's grown up around the game, he's been coached by his father. And he kind of understands that even though he's the quarterback, he doesn't necessarily have to be the hero. He understands the way this team is built, especially on offense. He understands the strength of this offense is its offensive line. And he clearly understands that what got this season back on track was that they committed to the run. Well, that's how they got here. Mm-hmm. And so that's how they have to proceed. I mean, that's, you know, for whatever happened.
Is he telling the quarterback that, or are we telling the coach that?
Well, it starts. It actually,
I worry about the coach as much as that.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And I really. I worry that Nick is liable to get into one of these, okay, they expect us to do this.
Oh, gosh.
So I'm going to do that.
Or he falls behind early and just abandons it, which we used to see with Andy, so we kind of anticipated.
Yeah, and I think it could be more apt to happen here because you know who you're playing against. And if you get off to a slow start and you fall behind, Brady, I think it'll be quicker to panic than when you're playing against some of the quarterbacks that played in the last month or so. When they know, you know, we can still come back against this team because they're not going to score that many more points. You know, we can just take our time and continue to run the ball, and we can afford to be a little more patient. You can't win a game of patience with Tom Brady. If you fall behind, the chances are, before it's all over with, you're going to fall more behind.
Yeah, all true. All right, well, we'll grab a call or two here. We got a lot going on today. We'll tell you about all the details in a minute. But Larry in Ridley Park starts us out, and Larry's may have more concern about the defensive coordinator.
Yeah, hey Glenn, first of all, I hope you're feeling better.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hope you're feeling better, and your family, Glenn. I know what it is, so, you know, take care.
Thank you.
Hey, Ray, I want to ask three-part question about the defense. Number one, well, first of all, if the Eagles win the toss, Ray, would you receive or defer? Number two is I'm going to put you in the shoes of Jonathan Gannon. What would you do with your game plan, and what do you think he's going to do? And number three, this is
well. Hold
important.
On, let's take because it's I can't count to three and remember. So let's okay. Take them and then we'll get your number three, Ray. The Eagles receive. The Eagles defer.
Depending on what the weather is, the weather forecast down there is pretty bad for tomorrow. Mm-hmm. They're talking about rain and talking about 35 to 40 mile an hour winds.
Mm-hmm.
If you have 40 mile an hour winds, that might change your thinking. I mean, I'm generally 99% of the time I'll defer it and take the ball to start the second half. I think all the analytics and everything tells you that's probably the way to go, get you that extra possession. But what might change my thinking is if the weather conditions are so prohibitive that, you know, I just want the wind to start the game. If you're talking about 40 mile an hour winds, I might take the wind and let Brady have the ball.
But if you do that, doesn't he get the option to get the ball in the second half?
Yeah.
So you're going to give him an extra possession for the win, really?
Yeah, I would.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
I would.
Okay, second question was what?
If Glenn, I'm going to put him in the shoes of Jonathan Gannon.
Yeah.
Ray, what would your game plan be defensively, and what do you think his game plan is going to be? And then my number three question is, if the Eagles flop on defense tomorrow, you have two good defensive coordinators out there, Vic Fangione and Mike Zimmer. Would you make the change, Ray, and get one of those two to come in and run the defense, especially when you're going to have three first-rounders and they're all going to be defense,
yeah.
Right?
All right, Larry, good questions. Ray, let's start with the third one. They're not moving on from Jonathan Gannon unless somehow he gets a head coaching job,
yeah.
And I don't anticipate that yet.
Yeah, that's the only way I think that there would be a change would be if he somehow – people are talking about the fact he's going to get some interviews, and,
yeah.
You know, there are jobs, so – you know, maybe if somebody hires him, yeah, you're going to have to go get another defensive coordinator. But I kind of don't expect that to happen. And if that doesn't happen, I think he's your guy.
Yeah, they're not going to move off of him.
No, I don't think so. And the other one was what can he do? He can kind of do what I said in the open, which is just I guess from in terms of mindset, philosophy, however you want to describe it, they just have to be more aggressive. You know, they can't be as passive as they have been for much of the year. They certainly can't be as passive as they were in October when they played these guys.
Yeah.
You know, if you just sit back and you give Brady 8-yard cushion on the outside, he's going to take it all day.
The idea
with Brady is Brady doesn't beat you with the long ball. I mean, he'll throw a couple of them, but he beats you in the intermediate stuff. He beats you in the 10 to 12-yard area.
Ray, I hope Jonathan Gannon is listening, but I doubt it. I really would be very surprised if he plays more press. I would be very surprised.
Yeah, he's going to have to. Yeah, I mean, I know he will not do it on a steady diet. I know that well enough that he's not going to play it all day and say, look, we're just going to take our chances. You know, we feel like this is what we got to do, and we're going to live or die with it. That's not him. He is not that kind of coach. But I think what he has to do is show it from time to time. And maybe catch Brady making a mistake, or at least give him something else to think about. But if you just play, it's interesting. I saw an interview with Gronkowski this week, where somebody asked Gronkowski, well, "How would you describe the Eagles' defense?" And what he said was, and it was very revealing. He said, "Oh, they play it safe." So they clearly they know it. I mean, they've watched the film and they know exactly they know exactly how the Eagles play. They know exactly they're going to play
the
two safeties.
For 10 minutes this year, you know exactly that that's how they play. Sure.
Yeah, and that's and so that's that the Buccaneers. That's the mentality that they're taking into this game. Okay, they're not going to change. This is what they were. This is what they were in October. This is what they're going to be in this game. And you can't give them that advantage. You have to come up with something that's a little different just to give them something to think about.
Yeah, I hope so. That's my biggest concern going into the game is that they're just going to allow Brady to just kind of chip down the field, and all of a sudden he's going to be at the 5-yard line. That would be my biggest concern.
How many what's your over under on targets for Gronkowski?
10.
I'm going over.
Are you going over 10?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Oh yeah. Because he doesn't have AB, and he doesn't have Godwin, and. He did not have Gronkowski the first time.
Right.
And Brady's just going to match Gronkowski up on these linebackers.
Well, that's a problem. Again, we got to hit a break, but we should discuss one of the problems the Eagles have had all year is covering tight ends. At their best, they're not good at it.
Yeah, they're not.
All right, so when we get back, actually, I'll tell you that in a second. Coming up during the show, we're going to talk to Tom McCarthy. You may know him as a Phillies broadcaster, but Tom does an excellent job on football. He did the Bucs game last week, and he is doing on TV with Tony Romo, and he is doing Bucs Eagles nationally on radio. So we're going to get to him around noon. We're also going to, by the way, what we're watching today, Ray, I found a really fun, pulpy, very violent, addictive television show that I'm going to tell people about called Yellow Jackets. We're going to tee up the other NFL games around 12:30 with a special guest, Ray, an expert on the Bills-Patriots game, and that, Ray, would be my dad.
Okay.
We talked to my dad last year, and people seemed to like it. Needless to say, my dad got a kick out of it. So we're going to call on him later on in the show. When we get back, before Ray and I get on, you're going to hear, I want to introduce this before we play it. You know how they do the hype videos, Ray?
Yes.
Before the games they put on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So the one the Eagles put out yesterday is about 50 seconds of Lane Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Lane's pretty good at this. Lane's going to get people ready for the game. 215-592-9494. Ray Dinger, Glenn Mack now on 94 WIP.
You know, we all want someone who talks straight with us, especially the person we trust to service our car, especially that person. And that's exactly what you get at all 12 locally owned and operated United Tire and Service locations. Now through January 29th, you can save $120 on Michelin's best all-season tire, the Cross Climate 2. Now take it from me, you can trust you're getting back on the road safe. Whether you need new tires or an oil change, United Tire has it all. So visit UnitedTire.com to schedule your next service and tell them that Ray sent you. Don't drive alone. Drive United.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, come on, Ray. Let's go out and punch somebody.
You like that, huh?
Yeah. I do.
That was pretty good.
It's very good, and when you watch it, of course, it's, you know, a lot of quick-cut videos and guys getting pancaked and Eagles scoring touchdowns and, you know, all kinds of crazy camera angles and effects, and it's great. So that is the the Lane Johnson hype video that the Eagles put out yesterday. They put out a couple of them, and, you know, those things are great. Get the fans all geeked up.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I mean, it's one of the things that this team has going for it, and they're underdogs for a reason. I mean, 8.5 points, you kind of get it, you know. I mean, they're a team that, you know, they scraped into the playoffs, just barely got into the seven seed. You look at their schedule on the back half, a lot of the teams they beat, not very good. And they're going up against the defending world champs, and you're playing them in their stadium where they won the Super Bowl just 11 months ago. And you're going up against the greatest quarterback of all time. That's a tall mountain to climb.
Yeah.
But one of the things that they do have going for them is that they have guys like Lane Johnson,
yeah,
and they have guys like Jason Kelce, and they have veteran guys who have a Super Bowl ring, who have done the underdog thing before. And, you know, they're not wearing the masks this year, but they still have the mentality. And that leadership counts for a lot. It really does. I mean, your quarterback is a young guy making his first postseason start, but he's a young guy who's pretty unflappable and carries himself and plays like a veteran. So I think that that's the one thing that this team has going for them, is they seem to have a high level of maturity and composure. And that's, you know, that's what it's going to take to, that's what it's going to take the champs down. No question about that.
I like that. And yeah, Tom Brady's making his 46th playoff start. Jalen Hurts is making his first.
Isn't it amazing when you think about it? And I looked this up this week, that when Tom Brady won his first Super Bowl, mm-hmm, Jalen Hurts was 3 years old.
Yeah, I know. I've seen these comparisons, and it's what are you going to do? It's, you know, you gotta hope that the moment is right. By the way, just let's do one matchup. Talk about one guy, and then there are a lot of people calling. I want to give them their chance. But Jason Kelce made his fourth All-Pro team on Friday, which, Ray, you and I have talked about his Hall of Fame credentials, and I think this moves him one step closer. There's not a lot of centers who have made four All-Pro teams. He was named to his fifth Pro Bowl. Hall of Fame is one thing, but let's just say he's 34 years old. He's in his 11th season, I believe, and he's still great.
Yeah. I would tell you that this may have been his best year.
Yeah.
I mean, he was
amazing.
Yeah. I mean, he was so good this year, just in terms of the way he played his own position. I'm not even counting, you know, the things that he did to sort of pull this young group together and you know, all the stuff he did at the line of scrimmage in terms of setting the blocking assignments and picking up the switches and doing all the stuff that he does as a line coach before he even snaps the ball. I'm just talking about the way he played. I honestly think this was his best season. And mm-hmm, he clearly deserved the All-Pro. I think he was, you know, the guy who's the center for the Bucs is really good. I mean, he's the other NFC center in the Pro Bowl. And Ryan Jensen earned it. He's that good. But right now, Kelce's the best center in football. And
all right,
at his age and as much football as he's played, that's a pretty remarkable thing to say.
Well, and tomorrow will be a huge test for him, literally and figuratively, because he goes against Vita Vaye, who is a monster of a guy in the middle middle of the defense. How do you like that matchup?
It's a tough one. There's no question. I mean, Vaye is, you know, they list him at 6'4 and 350. I think that's with 1 foot on the scale. You know, I mean he looks to me every bit of 370, 380.
Yeah.
And Jason Kelce, I mean, Jason Kelce's given away 100 pounds to this guy.
Yeah.
So he's not going to have to do it by himself all the time, because the way they block with a lot of their stretch and a lot of their zone blocking, and a lot of the stuff they do with Kelce where he sort of almost is like a pulling guard and gets to the outside. And I think they're going to run a lot on the edges. If you look at the rushing stats for the Buccaneers, even though their run defense ranks pretty high in the league, teams have success running on the perimeter against them. Your best success is not running right up the middle. Teams that have success run on the edges, and I think that's where the Eagles are going to probably try to attack. Teams running the ball on the edges against the Bucs, teams are averaging over 4.5 yards a carry, 4.6 actually, mm-hmm. which is a lot more than you get between the tackles. So I don't think they're going to ask Kelce to hunker down and move Vea straight ahead. I think they're going to try and get it outside and make him run to the play. I think that's the smarter way to go.
That seems like a wise decision. But I do look forward to that, and I'm just delighted for Jason Kelce. I heard Howard talking about it today, you know, where Jason Kelce ranks now among all-time Eagles. And Howard had him third. I don't know that I put him that high, but I think he is an all-time top 10, and I think above and beyond that, as we've discussed before, he has become one of the all-time truly beloveds. You know what I mean? He's that guy who will be in the heart of fans forever. When the Super Bowl team comes back and has the 20-year reunion at whatever stadium replaces Lincoln Financial Field, he may get the biggest round of applause.
Would not surprise me, because he's that good of a player. And the other part is he just has this outsized personality.
Yeah, that, come in the Mummers outfit.
And he just so connects with this city. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything about him, he just so gets Philly. And I definitely think that. In fact, I did a thing with NBC Sports Philly last night where we were doing a Q&A with the fans. And somebody asked the question, could you foresee number 62 being retired when he finishes?
I'll let you say.
And I said, yeah, I absolutely think so. I mean, he's been that good. He's played that long. And when you think about it, in this era of pro football, you know, how many guys play their whole career with one team? It just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen. I mean, even a guy like Trey Thomas, who was a great Eagle, came in, was drafted number one and everything, he finished in another uniform. You know, I mean, a lot of these guys, even if you're a really good player and you're considered sort of a franchise kind of player, at the end of your career, you kind of move on. You play one year.
Oh, Jerry Rice. I mean, we've done shows on, like, where did Joe Montana end up? Where did Jerry Rice end up?
Yeah.
All those guys.
And even the great players move
Reggie
around.
Reggie White
at the end
was
of their
in
career.
What, Carolina at the end?
Yeah. He was. Yeah, people forget. I think his career ended in Green Bay. It didn't. He actually finished up with the Carolina Panthers.
Right. So everybody does that.
So, but, you know, I don't think there's any way Jason Kelce ever wears another uniform.
Yeah.
I mean,
if he's
whenever he retires, he's retiring as an Eagle. And so. Yeah, the whole of his career, the fact he played it with the Eagles, the fact that he was as good a player as he was, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, to me, there's only one guy that ever played the center position for this franchise that was better than Kelce, and that's Chuck Bednarik, who's merely the greatest player who's ever played here. Mm-hmm. So that's what he's accomplished, and you know, you don't often retire offensive linemen's numbers. That doesn't happen all that often, but I think Jason Kelce is going to be in that club.
Agreed. Julius in Coatesville is with us. What's going on, Julius?
Hey, boss. How you doing?
Real good.
Thanks for having me on the show. Hey, what we're going to have to do, man, is disguise our blitzes, man. I know it's hard for us to say that because Gannon don't do that, but we're going to have to disguise our blitzes. Make it seem like we're bringing middle linebackers and bring corners. Make it seem like we got to confuse Brady from the rip. Rager has, I believe he's going to, in a return game. I'm not saying receiving. I didn't say nothing about receiving. Don't get my words mixed up. But Rager in the return game. In a return game, I think he's going to have a big play in this game. I think he's going to get us out maybe to the 40 or something, maybe to the 50. It'd be nice. But I think his return game is going to show up tomorrow. We got a lot of young players, man, in the Bucs. Yeah. You know, a lot of people are getting older. Tom Brady's getting older. We got a lot of young, fast, not slow. These people are fast.
Well, I love your optimism. We got a bad connection, so I got to let you go, but I appreciate it. Ray, of all of the people I would bet on tomorrow to have a big game, it's a 53-man roster.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Reagor might be right around number 50. I count on nothing. I expect nothing. First of all, there's no kickoff returns anymore. That's kind of disappeared from the game. I believe he, as I recall, he had one good return, I guess a punt return, what, about 3-4 weeks ago?
For yeah, 30-yarder.
Plus yards or so, yeah. I'm please. And if I may say one thing, as we are now, what, 26 and a half hours from the game, if Nick Sirianni uses the jet sweep with Reagor again,
mm-hmm.
That's on Nick. That never works. It has never worked. He keeps going back to it. Like once a game, Reagor just keeps running laterally like a crab until he's out of bounds. I don't need to see that tomorrow. Thank you, Ray.
Yeah, it turns first and 10 into second and 13.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hate it.
I'll tell you this. I know it's not going to happen. There's not a chance in the world this is going to happen. I wouldn't even dress him. I'd deactivate him. Yeah,
I would. You got another wide receiver you're going to put in? You know, it ain't JJ. He broke a finger missing a ball.
I would. If you have to go three wides, I'm putting Greg Ward out there.
Okay.
And as my kick returner, I'm giving Jason Huntley a chance.
Oh, Jason Huntley gets dressed. You know what? I don't think you'd get an argument from a single fan on this.
You know, last week in one
– People like Jason Huntley and Reagor stinks, so sure. Absolutely.
In one game, Jason Huntley showed you more, to use Nick Sirianni's word, remember how he keeps talking about how explosive Jalen Reagor is?
Yeah.
There's never been a single evidence of that.
I think you're going to see
Jason
more,
Huntley
more
showed
dog
you, in one game. In one game last week, Jason Huntley showed you more, quote-unquote, explosiveness than Rager's shown you in 2 years. I think the whole number one first round draft pick thing is hanging in the air, and I understand that there's pressure coming down from above, either spoken or implicit, to play him. But to me, you're in the playoffs. It's all about winning a game. Go with your best players. And right now, Jalen Reagor is not one of your best 53 players.
Ray, that's beautifully said. That's marvelous. 215-592-9494. Hey, coming up, you know, we've been running the Last Fan standing pool this year, as we have for the last 20. We got a winner, Ray, and we will host him on the show and give him the amazing ring. Well, we're not going to give it to him because we're not seeing him, but in a sense, extend to him the ring for Mark's Jewelers, and we'll talk about that and take your calls. Hey, if the cold weather has you thinking it's finally time to replace those old drafty windows and doors, there is no better time than now to make your home more energy efficient while taking advantage of Guided's big winter sales event. The great people at Guided Door and Window are extending their biggest discounts of last year through January by offering 40% off every window and door you buy. That's right. Receive 40% off every expertly installed energy efficient replacement window, which also includes free high-performance low-E glass. And if you're in need of a new door, you receive 40% off any door, including insulated entry doors, sliding patio doors, garage doors, and storm doors. You can take advantage of Guida's interest-free financing or low monthly payment plans to get your project started with no money out of pocket. Offers for a limited time only, so you must act quickly. If your home needs new windows or doors, call the experts at Guida today. Schedule a free in-home estimate at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ray Dinger, Glenn Mack, 94 WIP. Eagles, Bucks, tomorrow, playoff football. All right, Ray, you know for 20 years now we've been running our Last Fan standing pool.
Mm-hmm.
This year, 10,000 entered. By the way, let me just tell, for people who don't know, it's a very simple premise, which is all you need to do is pick the winner of any NFL game in every given week. I mean, that would seem easy, right? To pick one game, right? How hard could that be? Problem is, you have to do it every week, and you can't pick the same team twice. So if you use the Packers up early, well, you're done with the Packers. You got to move on. Got to find another team. There were, of course, 18 weeks this year. So the winner had to pick 18 consecutive weeks. I threw in two roadblock games to make it tough. And at the end, there were 11, by the way, Ray, who ran the table out of the 10,000. And everybody had to pick the closest score to the Eagles-Cowboys season ender. Well, guess what? The winner is Joe Andracchio of Ewing, New Jersey, and he joins us now. Joe, congratulations.
Hey, good morning, guys. First, it's an honor to be on your show. It's the best show on that station. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you get the ring even if you don't compliment us. Don't worry about it. Joe Andracchio of Ewing, New Jersey, Ray, wins an amazing ring from Mark's Jewelers. 137 diamonds in this ring, 2.1 carat weight, 14, and I'm going to pronounce this wrong, Savorite garnets. Joe, I hope you've seen a picture of the ring with all the diamonds. It's got like the green on it, inspired by the Eagles throwback jersey, wings on the side like an Eagles helmet. Just a beautiful thing. By the way, retail price, $12,000. Nice prize. I hope, Joe, that when you get the ring, you will flash it around to everybody you know to prove your genius.
Yeah, it's going to be a good bragging point for a few weeks, probably for a long time. I mean, I can't believe I'm even in this position, to be honest with you. I thought I had lost. I had the final score as 31-20. Then once the Eagles cleared that 20 at the end of the game last week, I'm like, oh, boy, I'm kind of in trouble now. But here I am, I guess.
No, you got it. And as we said, you had to pick 18 weeks of games plus two roadblocks. What was your closest call? What was the game during the season that you were most worried about?
It came back in week four. It was the Thursday night game between the Jags and the Bengals. The Jags were up, I believe it was 14 or 17-0. The Bengals didn't have the lead in that game at all until they won it on a field goal. Yeah, that was my biggest scare. And then probably the other scare was the first roadblock game when the Broncos were playing the Bengals. I thought Tim Patrick had caught that touchdown. I thought it was done. And then Tyler Boyd just went down the field, and that 15-10 ended up being the final.
Yeah, well, you did a brilliant job. Did you have a particular – was this the first year you've done it, or how many years have you been in the pool?
I've done it quite a few. Actually, in 2020, I lost in week one when the Jags beat the Colts. Ironically, that's kind of what happened at the end of the season for Carson, too. But, yeah, I've done it for probably about 8-9 years, and I didn't have a feeling I was going to get this far, I mean, at all. I mean, I kind of had an idea once around week 13. I'm like, there's a chance here. I mean, a small, minute chance, but – you kind of line out everything and just kind of pick against the Giants and the Jets because they're just such a dismal franchise right now, and you kind of got to the finish line.
Yeah, well, it was brilliantly done. Ray, speaking of getting thrown out in the first week, when you and I have entered it in the past, it's happened to us.
Oh, yeah. I went out in the first week one time. I think I got as far as like week 13, week 14 once. It does seem on its face very easy to do. But it is hard. It is really hard. Joe, that's a pretty good accomplishment. At what point in the season did you play the Eagles?
Oh, boy. Week 16 when they played the Giants at home, I was having like an aneurysm just sitting there like it's 3-3 at the half. I'm like, the one week I picked the home team, I'm like, they're going to lose this, aren't they?
Yeah. That first Eagles-Giants game was one that knocked out a lot of people. I mean, the strategy generally is instead of picking for a team, you find the worst team in the league and you pick against them. I forget what game it was, but when Detroit won a game in the middle of the season, who'd they beat? They beat a good team. That was a big week that knocked people out. But you did it, man. Joe Andracchi of Ewing, you ran the table. You win the beautiful 137 diamond, and you're going to have to count every one of them, 137 diamond ring from Mark's Jewelers, white and yellow gold, 14 garnets, really beautiful. And we will arrange for you to pick it up and take pictures and the whole thing. But congratulations to you. Is your family proud of you, I hope?
Yeah, my wife's surprised. She couldn't believe I did it. I can't believe I did it either. It's crazy.
Well, congratulations. Good for you. And we'll get you with the ring and the pictures and the whole thing. And thanks to Mark's Jewelers again for being our great sponsor of this. We appreciate that. Hey, wear it in good health. What do you think tomorrow, Joe?
Oh, God, you don't want to know my thoughts on
that. Okay, there you go. We'll leave it on a high note, all right?
Congratulations,
thank
Joe.
Thank you, guys.
Congratulations.
All right. Thank you so much.
Take care. Be well. Nice guy.
Nice fella. And that's a tough thing to navigate, is to get through a whole season doing this. It's for people who sit there and say, how hard can this be? Try it sometime. It's, believe me, it's not easy.
So 11 people out of 10,000 ran the table, meaning they got the 18 games. They got the two roadblock games, and they picked, Dallas against the Eagles last week, so that's really 19 games. So 11 out of 10,000 is, what, 0.1%, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because 1% is 100, so, yeah, 0.1% were able to do it. That is not an easy thing.
No.
Let's talk to Scott in Orlando. Scott, what are you thinking about tomorrow?
Well, a few things. Actually, Ray's taken one of my things. The whole philosophy of, you pick someone high, and then keep playing them. You put the people in that are going to win the battle. If you're going to go to war, you put in the best weapons you got. And I think Hundley, I agree. I think Rager shouldn't even play. I'm sorry, it just hadn't worked out. And even if you take away the whole thing with Jefferson, just throw that out, which is more frustrating. He just hadn't done it. And so why put in someone that's proven themselves not to do it? Go with Huntley, and let's move on to the future.
Yeah, I like it. I think we all don't anticipate that occurring, but sure.
Okay, the other thing,
Let me be this way. You know what, Ray? I'm going to do a quick Twitter poll, okay?
Yeah.
Who would you rather the Eagles dress tomorrow, Jalen Rager or Hundley? What's your prediction on the vote? I'll just make it a 1 hour vote. What's your prediction?
If you're going to say who would you rather or who do you think
they
will?
Yeah, not who will they. Who would you rather the Eagles dress tomorrow?
No, I think it's 83% or
something.
I was
going to say 80-20, so I'll do it and we'll find out. Yeah, go ahead.
How about Jordan Howard? What's the story with him?
I think he is not fully healed, that they will dress him, but I'll put the over-under on carries for him tomorrow, assuming that Miles Sanders doesn't get re-hurt. I'll put the over on carries at 4.5 for Hundley tomorrow. Ray, which way are you going?
I might go a little higher. I think that Nick was pretty clear this week that Sanders is going to get the first call, and he said if somebody gets hot, we'll stay with him. He hasn't always done that this year. I mean, there were times, in fact, it was specifically with Howard, where Howard was running the ball really well, and the next time they got the ball, he was out of the game. I think that's the smart way to go. If you get a guy who has the hot hand, ride him, and he says that's what he's going to do. We'll see. I think if you get a really rainy off track tomorrow, a power runner like Howard wouldn't be a bad choice. I would say, you said four.
Four and a half.
I say minimum eight. If he's healthy, he's got a stinger, but they said he'll be able to play. I think it's going to be Sanders. I think it's going to be Sanders primarily, unless the injury flares up. But assuming he can stay healthy, I think it'll be him primarily. Howard will be the second option. And you may see Scott a little bit, but I think it's going to be those two guys.
Yeah, I always like Boston Scott. I could always take more Boston Scott.
I could too. He's a tough little guy who can run inside if you have to. And the fact is, defenses have trouble finding him.
Yep.
He's just that little guy
runs up the middle because
he just gets lost. You run him behind Mailata. Good luck trying to find him.
Yeah.
And I think that actually works to his advantage.
Yeah, I thoroughly agree. 215-592-9494 coming up. Ooh, it's our Scheib Sports Flashback Philadelphia Sports History. Ray, I got two Eagles playoff moments that occurred on this given week in years past. Well, I know you're going to enjoy one of them a lot. I think you're going to enjoy them both, as will our audience. Coming up at noon, we're going to talk to Tom McCarthy, who's going to be calling Eagles Bucks tomorrow on national radio. Coming up at 12:30, Ray, special guest, my dad.
I always look forward to talking to Marvin. What's that?
My dad's a big Ray Didinger fan.
Oh, that's, I like hearing that. Well, I know certain, there's no one in our audience that knows more Buffalo Bills history than Marvin Mack.
Oh, we're going to be getting into that.
I know.
Anyway, we'll do that. Stay tuned. 215-592-9494. Ray and Glenn on 94 WIP.
You know, we all want someone to talk straight with us, especially the person we trust to service our car. And that's exactly what you get at all 12 locally owned and operated United Tire and Service locations. Now, through January 29th, you can save $120 on Michelin's best all-season tire. It's called the Cross Climate 2. Take it from me. You can trust you're getting back on the road safe, whether you need new tires or an oil change. These guys will take care of all of that for you. United Tire has it all. Visit UnitedTire.com to schedule your next service and tell them that Ray sent you. Don't drive alone. Drive United.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.